You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Thursday, commentator Brian Onunoyin is here feeling a bit jaded by being self-employed since a dishonest client got the best of him.
And a very good morning to you all. Most of you poor, unfortunate souls out there listening to this gibberish have a wage, or you have a salary. You work, and you get paid. I used to have a salary, but now I don't. Now I'm self-employed, although sometimes it feels like I'm self-unemployed. Because working for yourself is scary, and sometimes, frankly, it's terrifying. And if you suffer from chronic constipation, you should very well consider becoming self-employed. That'll get things moving for you. Because guess what? When you work for yourself, sometimes when you work, you might get paid. And sometimes when you work, you don't get paid. You get shafted. There are some unscrupulous charlatans out there, and today I'd like to tell you about one of them, just to get this weight off me chest. And yes, I know that if you look up the word entrepreneur in any dictionary, well, by definition, you're going to see the word risk in there somewhere. You can't be a businessman without incurring risk. I know, I get that, and I accept that. But that doesn't excuse certain people out there who appear to be morally bankrupt. Here's the story. As you know, I organise tours, but you may not know that I also run marathons. Now, it'll come as no surprise to you, of course, that I love wine. Put them all together, what do you get? You get the Médoc Marathon. The Médoc Marathon, which is held just outside of Bordeaux in France every September. And it's one of the world's wackiest marathons. 26.2 miles through some of the world's most famous vineyards. And as you go along, you're sampling some wine, you're sampling cheese and pâté. It's a blast, it's an absolute hoot. And lucky me, I managed to get one of the world's leading marathon running gurus on board to help me to promote this as an event. This guy is to marathoning what Arnold Palmer might be to golf. Now his job was to just promote the tour using Facebook and Twitter. He's got 15,000 likes on Facebook alone. All he has to do is to just talk it up. Because my job is to organise the whole thing. I select the hotels and the attractions. I book the bus. I work out all the costs. I employ a graphic artist to do a brochure and a web designer. I employ him to do a web page. And now all I need from Mr. Marathon Legend is a photograph. Needless to say, the photograph never arrives, and he refuses to answer my calls or emails. And for some totally inexplicable reason, he decides to opt out and leave me in the lurch, which leaves me with bills to pay and nothing to show for it. Not only did I work and not get paid, I worked and lost money. Boo hoo hoo, I hear you say. You've made your bed, so you have to just lie in it. Well, perhaps indeed. And I'm not looking for pity, and I'm not looking for revenge. I'm just looking for a lesson in all of this. And guess what? Talking to you helps. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.